Welcome all, welcome here to beautiful Pissmas cheer. That's correct. My name is James.
I'm Nicole.
And welcome to 2023's Pissmas special here on Mostly Speaking Sentai.
Woo, yay!
You gotta cut out my chuckle.
No, that's in.
No!
To all, it's the greatest day of the year. You think Arbor Day, poo-poo on those trees, or maybe take a urine on them. What's the other ones? Oh, those stinky eggs make you too? No, Easter out of here. Pee in an egg, and that's the only way I'm going to even consider Jesus the Nazarene was okay. Resurrected,
yeah.
Okay?
Sexual education from Mostly Speaking Sentai.
What?
Sexual education. You pee in an egg, and that's how you make a Jesus.
Oh, okay. I was talking about Easter eggs, brother, from a bunny's cloaca.
Yep. That's...
what else do we got? What's another day of the year, my queen? The queen of pissness, I should say.
Valentine's Day.
Oh, all that sugariness makes you dehydrated, okay? That sucks up any type of piss you could be thinking about. Put you in a diabetic coma, then you're pissing in a urethra catheter into a bag. And that's not the spirit of Pissmas. It needs to come straight from the tap onto the world, onto Mother Gaia.
Wow.
It's poetry, brothers. It's the queen of Pissmas, Nicole the Bricks Jakis, darling homebody.
Not the emissary of piss?
Oh, damn, you're so correct.
Rude.
The emissary of piss.
The epissary?
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, piss Cole.
Yeah, and I'm Reindeer James. And we got to introduce our guest today, Nicole.
Okay.
You know him from, I think, still the least popular, but it's right.
Let's
actually,
go.
Except
Woo,
on,
let's go.
Except on TikTok and Instagram, we are the most popular.
Hey, but we don't see any monetization from those sources.
Someday.
Let's go.
Someday soon.
It's going to get me to 1,000 TikTok followers, and then I'm going to be on live saying, buy my shit. There's a link in the comments, and it's just buying a shout out, okay?
Hell yeah.
It's from Sweaty Times.
You wasn't from Sean Marciniak.
Yeah, no, I was going to say it's Sean Marciniak from Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling.
Hello, Merry Pissmas to all, and to all a piss night.
Ooh, Sean, this is your third Pissmas appearance.
This is my third Pissmas appearance. I am stoked. I am ready. I am happy to be here. Let's piss and go, baby.
I think you are the most returning guest for Pissmas. Yeah. No, Rudy and you are tied for three.
Oh, shit. Okay, so me and Rudy have to square. I'm assuming it's Highlander rules.
Uh-huh.
Between who will be the pissiest of all.
Yeah.
All right,
next
cool.
year. So hopefully we could get Rudy next year. And then you guys just... We see who can pee the longest.
Mm-hmm. We have a sword fight, as I understood it as a child, with our peeing into a toilet together.
Uh-huh. And you keep crossing streams like lightsabers.
Yeah, and then we giggle and we pretend it's for competition, but we're having a good time.
I played that with my best friend Rebecca. I always won.
Nice. Get fucked, Rebecca.
And a first time Pissmas, not Pissmas present, Pissmas pastern What partition or what's that?
Practitioner.
What?
No, pissmas. It's like a parson. I guess a parson. Well, no.
Sure.
There's a name for churchgoers that start with a P.
Oh,
Parishioners.
Parishioner. Pissmas parishioner. It's from twitch.tv/torchyberry. It's Pearl Torchyberry. Torchyberry.
Happy Pearl Day!
Yay!
Yay!
She's usurping.
Get fucked.
She's a villain.
The war on Christmas has begun.
Also, I second the war on Christmas using air quotes, considering I'm technically Buddhist, so I'm going to hell anyway.
Man, do I love Christmas, and do I have to just sort of like negotiate with what that means every day? My Catholic faith is fucked.
It's a consumerism holiday.
Yeah.
We're in America. It's a consumerist holiday.
Yeah. But it's fun.
It is.
I mean, my first...
The lights.
I always...
The romance.
I've been talking about my first shrooms trip for a while. My first shrooms trip was walking around Amherst, suburb of Buffalo, and just looking at Christmas lights.
I'm sorry, what's a what?
Mushroom trip.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you didn't enunciate enough.
Nah.
Because
I was talking about illegal drugs and I was afraid of the feds.
I thought this was some weird thing that like Catholics do, that they kind of like going to Mecca. Yeah. I thought it was some like weird thing you did.
The Catholic Mecca is the Buffalo suburb of Amherst.
So, yeah, but real quick, that could be some place in Europe.
Yeah. But I did say the suburb of Buffalo, Amherst.
I didn't hear that first.
I said it quickly because I was afraid of the feds.
Okay.
I heard room strip, and I thought you meant like an LED strip light for your room, because we are in a room that has an LED cool strip light right now. And I was like, you're going outside looking at, like, what is happening right now?
Oh, speaking of this, our Christmas tradition, sorry to get all denominational for you guys and off topic, but Sean will be partaking in Christmas Eve festivities here at the apartment because Torchy will be out of town and that is your roommate.
We don't live together, but yes.
Actually, to be clear, I think you misheard. I was supposed to take a trip with my partner Alien to Thailand. So actually, I'm going to my family's, and unfortunately, Sean's too weird to come over.
Okay.
Wait, you can't just say Sean is too weird to come over. That's like, that is such a good excuse. Sorry, can't make it to voter registration today. I'm too weird to leave the house.
As a high person, I agree. That's a reference to Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling.
And as a person who mainly buys groceries at our place, like...
We don't live together. What is this canon? What is this lore?
Last time Torchy was on, clearly you didn't listen to that episode because...
I never listen to the episodes I'm on because my voice is there.
No, that you're not on. When Torchy was on this show...
Oh, okay.
Torchy confirmed you guys are roommates, but...
Torchy!
One of our Christmas Eve traditions is we go around our neighborhood looking at Christmas lights. So if you want to partake in that.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's my favorite thing about, I might have said this on previous Pissmases, but my friend Charlotte sort of dropped it where she's like, the reason I like Christmas and I like Santa is because it's so easy to take the Christ and the religion out of the whole thing.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And to just have if you want to, you can taking some of the consumerism out and just be like, it's a nice time to look at lights and remember to be a little more kind to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Be a little more charitable. I'm like, you don't even have to look at a Jesus to do all that.
Look at a Jesus.
Don't even look at
him. Yeah, you don't need it.
Even all these Hallmark movies and Lifetime movies, there's zero Christ in these.
Yeah, there's more Santa than Christ in... I think that's kind of always been the case.
Because I always see, my partner's grandma love Hallmark, the channel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so there's always like at least a prayer or something, or like, thank God, like let's hold hands and what's it called?
Pray?
I get it. But no, around the dinner table, like let's hold,
say grace.
Yes, thank you.
It's sort of like the Linus effect, like, Charlie Brown Christmas special is like really cool and chill and has nothing to do with religion until Linus is just like, hey, let me drop a quick prayer. Let me drop some scripture on you guys out of nowhere.
Our colleague, Howard Kramer, from Who Charted, Grift Horse, etc., Dragon Boy Suede, he was saying, yeah, I tried watching Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving. And oh, man, that's just depressing. It's freaky.
Charlie Brown is depressed. If you are depressed, Charlie Brown is hilarious. If you are like, I don't, not on that specific level of depression. Yeah, he's a sad kid. That's the beauty of the whole thing. But you also have to be like, it's like throwing on an Elliott Smith record. I love Elliott Smith. There are some like days and nights where you're like, I can't listen to the guy who committed suicide by stabbing himself in the chest like 5 times. He was a very sad dude, but he made beautiful music.
Well, speaking of sad dudes, oh, our friend Dex, he's sad because he can't see his grandpa. Oh, we'll get into that, but first, it's Pissmas, guys. Nicole, what's this Pissmas cheer all about?
Oh, boy. I was not prepared for this at all.
I thought we've been going way longer than we have. So, Nicole, each year we have a list of words that we say,
yes.
And every time they're said, we take a drink. Mm-hmm. Do you have a list?
Okay, so starting now.
Yes.
The list is our names.
Not starting now, starting after you list these.
Sure.
Because then we would have to drink every time you say them.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's a good loophole. That's a looper.
Our names.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Yeah.
I feel like that should also include Torchyberry.
Oh, yeah. Goose Von Kaiser.
And Goose.
Darling Homebody. Malum. Marshland Monster. Malum?
Yeah.
No, it's Mullum.
That's what I said, Malum.
No, no.
Yeah, no. I'm nailing Mollus. It. Good Pissmas. Good Pissmas.
The words presents.
Okay.
Bugs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Magic.
Now, if we're talking about the bunny, is that fine?
And courtesy of James sucked.
Yeah. Because I fear you guys are going to besmirch this beautiful show we watched today.
No, of course not. It was just trash.
I mean, it was fine.
It was, I'm trying, and here's the thing. I wasn't going to trash it, but now that that's on the list of words we can't say, all I can think of are synonyms
to of how to trash it.
Yeah,
yeah,
how to
exactly,
fuck this show, man.
Please don't. Well, now that we know those, Torchy, this is your first time ever on Pissmas. Would you like to hear about the technically 10 days of Christmas, but one is a negative 1 day of Christmas? Pissmas, I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have to say yes.
Oh, of course you do.
It will disrupt the entire show.
Exactly.
Did you say Torchy?
Oh, shoot, I did.
Hey, buddy, did you just say it as well?
Wait, hang on, pause. Wait, is it Torchy or Torchyberry?
Either one.
Yeah.
Okay, we did not establish it either. But
so if I just say purr, is that fine?
No.
You have to, which is great, because I always love this rule, because this is an audio medium, so like, how do we know we're talking to each other?
Yes.
Or we just have to like point and go, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the audience just have to feel the energy of our points.
They just have to hear whose voice it is.
Yeah. I say DH.
No, you can find nicknames in the moment, but you cannot use any variation of our online handles, anything we've released art under, or our actual names.
How about instead we have to use Pissmas names?
Okay.
Yes. We didn't do our Pissmas names this year.
But I'm Reindeer, my name.
Yes.
That's fine.
So we can call you Reindeer still.
Yeah, okay. I did Pearl-a-days.
Oh, you did do Pearl-a-days. That's good.
Okay, Pearl-a-days. I'm Piss Cole.
Piss Cole.
Piss Cole.
Great, great, great.
Way to be prepared, Sean.
This is
way
me.
To be prepared.
I brought this up. You can call me. You just said my name. So Drake.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. And I'm using this as time to pause and think of how about a Piss Kringle.
Okay.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I was going to say that yellow gander.
Ooh, I like yellow gander too.
Because it's like golden gander, but it's pee-pee style. and you're a goose.
I get it. That was like, part of that nickname came from the movie, oh my gosh, Almost Famous.
No, I don't know.
He's like a music journalist, and he's following around this rock and roll band from the 70s, and he's on the roof of a garage, and he's like, I am a golden god, and he's all high and shit, and I'm like, I should be a golden goose.
Oh,
and
dang.
Then everyone started peeing on me, and I was like, I will no longer be the golden goose.
Golden goose.
Golden goose.
Mary
Yellow goose.
No, 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 no. What are these? What are the rules of Pismas? What are the 10 days of Pismas?
Well, real quick, as you're about to be a clear covered goose at the end of this. Because we'll be hydrated, brother.
Oh.
On the 0 day of Pismas, my true love gave to me the clip of prepping. So I used to just open this up to the penis having individuals, but I think anyone can clip up their pee hole with a chip clip, and then mm-hmm. that makes sure you stop peeing.
Now,
what?
Well, for men, we push it in, we push the penis in, and with that skin on top, you clip it. Torgy, we told you should have listened to an episode, I thought.
I don't listen to any of these episodes, like the rest of our listeners.
Okay.
No, because then we wouldn't have gotten that reaction.
Do you want to get onto the first day of Pima, my true love gave to me? Praise of Pisces pissed. That's where we just take a swig and say, thank you, Pisces piss, for all the hydration you give.
Hell yeah. Do we have to say it in unison?
To Pisces pissed.
And all of the other things that you give.
And to all a good night.
Okay. Yes.
Piss.
Wait, do we have to drink again? Is that on the list?
No, we didn't get that on the list.
That's not on the list. My God.
I tried to put it on the list, and you guys were like, no, and... Good point.
Well, now, Nicole, it's the second day of Pima. My true love gave to me the feast of Peven.
Yeah.
So we're going to do this now?
You want to do it now?
Oh, yeah, we can wait on it. We will eventually. Nicole has a collection.
I don't know. You're doing a bit, so.
Of a bunch of sodas,
we're
not
doing
Faygo.
The feast of Peven.
It's going to be good, guys. Hell. A lot of designer sodas.
Ooh, I see a Warheads, dude.
You know, Boylan. Boylan's a good brand.
Designer slash a soda I got for free slash clearance at the grocery store.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Was the Quimby one you got for free?
Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
On the third day of Pima, I'm going to stop doing that. It's the passing of the Toots cake. And normally that's you get generally an older cat. He runs around, and when you have just cake out or pie, any sort of pastry, he does a little toot on it. That's the true passing. And then you shove it into the trash can. Yeah. But to signify this, I did it 1 year, and it was very funny. You can watch it, a Twitch clip of it, where what you should do, everyone, you take a plastic bag. Our radiator's banging. It won't come up in the mics that much, but just in case you hear it, that's what's happening.
We told our landlord about it, and they did not give a fuck.
It helped for like a day and a half, and then it came back. So what you do is to symbolize the trash can, you cut a plastic bag. Then you drape it over your mouth. So it like the hole is in your mouth. Then you do little hand farts onto any pastry you want. And then you funnel it into your mouth. And that is the passing of the Toots cake.
What?
I love how the most, like the thing you had to replace was the trash can. Like, there's no way anyone today is going to have a trash can.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to take a plastic bag, cut a little hole, and just put it over your mouth.
I don't want
to
waste food.
That's respectable.
Okay. The fourth day of Pimas is the gathering of the pisanthum bush. And that is where, in the shower probably, or outside, I should have said this one first, you pee on a bush. But if you can't find a bush, you can pee on your own pubic hair.
Yes, that would be the shower version.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
All right. Fifth day of Pimas is the spreading of Pismas fear. So, Torchy, you weren't here last year. Spreading a Pismas fear is kind of like pulling a prank on someone so they appreciate the blissfulness of Pismas. Kind of like quickly.
Oh, wait, I think you said Torchy.
Oh,
you
shoot, did. I did.
I think you did too.
Does that count?
I think it does.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Kind of if you were on a ledge of some sort and you were to like quickly like shake someone or like push them, but like grab it and be like, haha, gotcha. That's kind of what spreading of Pismas fear is.
It's the same mentality behind the Saw movies. Like the reason he can, like, I'm going to kidnap you and do Saw stuff to you so that you appreciate life.
Oh, yeah. But not as drastic.
Yeah. Well, not as drastic.
I feel like if you actually did that to me in real life, I would probably like toss you over as a switch. You try to push me off of a ledge. It's like, oh, I'm going to grab you instead and toss you over using your own momentum.
It's like one. It's like anytime you see, every now and again, the prank videos come up and it's like, I'm going to scare my friend. And then you just punch him really hard in the face. And he's like, don't scare your friends.
Mm-hmm. God, the one thing that like really bothers me, and this was like mostly at the height during the summer, was like guys pranking their girlfriends or wives with like, oh, same thing as like the other TikTok videos, seeing how they would react. And it's like, oh, it's not funny because they did not consent to this.
It is so mean.
And that's just straight up mean. Like, you did, like, what did you expect? Guys who are like the significant others, like, what did you expect would happen? Like, think further.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of pulling pranks on your spouse this year, so Torchy, I would like you to think of how you will be spreading Pissmas fear, but this is how I did it this year.
Oh, so you said Torchy again.
Dang it.
Sure, and wait, I did too.
So did you? Well, can we say our own? So we can't say our own either.
Mm-mm.
Okay, no. Just checking. I didn't say anything. I didn't even say anything.
So I ate two bags of frozen, like store-bought fried rice and got myself real dehydrated and was on like the verge of a coma. And then I was like, sorry, Nicole, tricked ya. And that she was scared. She's like, oh my God, we got to take you to the hospital. And I already had an IV drip in me.
Oh, God.
Mm.
So I spread Pissmas fear to the Queen of Pissmas.
Whoa. But how did the Queen of
What's the next one?
Oh, well, I wanted Torchy to say what
oh my God.
Your stuff is.
How did you spread fear
yeah,
this year?
Yeah, how are you going to spread?
Also, you said it
dang
again.
Dang it.
Got to work on it. That is Perla Days, homie. You can say Perla Days. We're allowed to use. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You looked at me like I fucked up. I didn't. I'm killing it.
Individual in the green chair. How will you be spreading Pissmas fear?
That thing, yes. God, I remember being called an it one day, and it was so terrible.
Sucks.
Yeah. Did I not tell you this story?
I don't think you did. This is a good way to spread Pissmas fear.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So, like, one day I was working at this, like, stupid retail company. It was really shitty. And a Vietnam vet comes in the door.
You did, yeah.
And he wanted to buy, like, a type of rock that would have formed if lightning struck sand kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we sold, like, that kind of bits.
Oh, okay. I was because you guys said like real quick, like that was a normal thing to walk into a store and buy.
Oh,
no, but I know what that is.
Yeah,
okay. To be clear, the store that I got was like a lot of resale stuff. So this company would like buy like old toys or whatever, or like Bunsen burners and flasks.
Okay,
and like would just resell it on like a cheap end. It was like a lot of weird parts and stuff. I don't want to say the name of it.
Yeah, because fuck them.
Yeah, exactly. They don't deserve press.
Hey, fuck them. You can't see my middle finger, but it's coming at you.
So, like, he took this rock out of its own package to put it in a pill container that had, like, sand and an eagle feather and, like, a bear claw and part of a bear claw. And I was like, sir, you can't take that out of the package. And, like, okay. He was like, oh, I just want to see if it fits. Like, okay, well, do you mind leaving that at the counter then?
Yeah.
And he was like, why? I'm not stealing. I'm going to pay for it later and blah, blah, blah. And he got so pissed off to the point where he like went around the store being like, I didn't go to war for me to deal with someone like her.
Wowzers.
And then we sold abacuses for some odd reason. And for those of you who don't know, it's like an old-timey, like, Asian calculator, or, like, calculators were invented in Asia, so that was the original version. He took a calculator, abacus, shook it in my direction, and was like, to my coworkers, like, oh, I could give her this to use if she can't work the register.
Wow, that is, that dude is auditioning for Whose Line Is It Anyway, props fucking game. Like, you could tell, like, it's one of those things where, like, he saw an abacus and he's like, oh, I got a real good fucking roast. Oh, this is going to be perfect. Everyone's going to cheer and applaud me for my perfect joke. I was like, nah, you just shook the silliest thing you could at someone just trying to do their job, you fucking weirdo.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sorry, you took something out of a package. If you went to, like, a Target, they would not be okay with that.
Literally any store that ever was a store. I would say James, fuck.
To give Pissmas fear, I don't know, man, like, cause like anything that I would probably do is like a very 90s dumb thing to say.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Have you seen any of the shows on this network?
You could find that guy again and just like get like a bunch of cap guns and just start shooting him so he starts getting flashbacks.
Oh god, that's me.
He's also mean.
I mean, okay, maybe at the time this was like, I don't know, 11 years ago. So,
but then you say hee hee piss miss, and then you scurry away, and then he'll pee himself, and that's piss miss fear.
Mm-hmm. What if you just like send people? Like, your application for this retail job was approved.
Oh, that would be terrifying.
And then you're like, wait, fuck, I need a job, but no, I don't want to work in retail.
You know what? To spread Christmas fear, I would have probably taken his email if I could, and then, like, put it as a subscription to the... Oh, what's that? To Scientology?
Oh, my gosh,
subscribing
yes.
to Scientology emails.
Yeah.
There was one time where I legitimately was like, okay, there was like this fucking awful customer on eBay. And I was like, I know where you live. And I like, and I sincerely considered like mailing them a glitter bomb because I was so fucking mad.
No.
Oh, I don't know if you say this because this is a very public podcast. So, if you do,
our
like,
reach isn't that good.
Okay. So, like, don't put your address as the return address. Put their address. Because they have, even if the stamp or the thing gets wrong, to return it, it would still go to their address.
Yo, that's...
Well, that's
shit.
Also, like, the thing with that company is, like, they know that's why people are doing this. So they just put, like... some like defunct return address on it or something.
Yeah, that's so dumb. I was selling a weird thing on eBay. It wasn't that weird. It was like a tiki stormtrooper thing. And the guy got mad at me or was messaging back and forth like, hey, where is this? Like, I wanted it for my son's birthday. You're going to ruin his birthday if you don't like, can you like give it? He already paid for it. Yeah. I was like, oh, can you like give it faster shipping? Can you ship it today? I was like, no, it's already stated on the thing.
Yeah, like it's not my fault that you waited this long to order
this.
That's on you.
Imagine
bitch.
Being such a divorced dad that your your entire legacy as a parent hinges on this tiki stormtrooper for your child. That's it. This is the last straw. If they don't get this tiki stormtrooper, I'm losing custody entirely. I have to miss his Doubtfire my way into his life.
And I shipped it, and he still emails me, and I'm like, okay, here's the tracking info, and then he still like a day goes by. And it's like, how come it takes so long for it to get here? It's only 6 hours from Chicago to Minnesota. And I was like, that's not how the post office works.
No,
what?
Like how?
Then drive
how
here,
old
bitch.
Are you, man? Like how do you not understand this?
Were you responding to him?
Barely.
Okay,
like,
I
was only responding to him per, like, eBay rules.
Yeah.
Like, in the sense of, like, okay, he sent a, I don't know what it's called, like, a thing against me, and I just replied with it with the tracking number, and it got taken care of. Like, I'm sorry.
Like, opened a case or
whatever. Yeah, exactly. I was like, dude, you're so dumb.
I have a song called Eeb Dweeb coming out on the
Ooh.
Dragon Boy Suede.
Yeah.
It's just about shitty eBay people, because that's on Grift Horse. That's mainly what they talk about is terrible people on eBay.
Yeah, my mom's on eBay, but she's real nice.
Good.
Yeah.
I hope she's not nice to assholes.
No, listen, my mom's been in this eBay game since like 2002, 2003.
Wait, is she a seller or is she a buyer?
Oh, she's a seller.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're talking about buyers, dude.
Well, my mom has to deal with buyers as a seller, dude.
Okay, then she can relate.
Okay, she can't wait for that song to come out.
All right. On the sixth day of Christmas,
oh
my true love gave to me the self-suck of Rudy. This is to commemorate... tied for most times on Pissmas, Rudy.
My rival, of course.
He, two times in a row, brought up how he once sucked himself off. And on the second time, I was like, you told this story on the last Pissmas. And he's like, huh?
Should I tell a story of how I sucked myself off to further the rivalry between myself and Rudy?
Have you actually?
No, but I can tell a story.
Okay, then don't. We don't have the time. The seventh day is thanking by painting the pistle toes. Oh, and this is much like the bush one where you just go in the shower and you pee on your toes.
Oh, okay.
The eighth day is a visit from Krampus. Nicole, if you want to explain those ones.
I don't fucking remember. It's Krampus, but it's piss.
Yeah, I think he dehydrates you or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And this is the new one. On the ninth day of Pissmas, you do the blaming of Pissmas pause. That's where you pee on the floor and you say, oh, I, like if you have kids or something, or maybe a roommate in your guys' situation, you pee on the floor and say, oh, I guess Pissmas pause came early.
Yeah.
So we have to pee in canon. We are living together.
Yes.
We have to pee on the floor at separate times. And then do we have to pretend like, I guess it must have been Pissmas pause. And then like a week later, Pearl of Days will be on the floor and be like, oh, I guess it was Pissmas pause again. And we just have to be like, no, that was me the first time. I know what's happening here.
Yeah. I think it depends on our consent.
Okay. Do you want to piss on the floor at the same time? Or do you want to like stagger it? We could either have large pile of piss or like two smaller piles of piss.
Okay, so I know this is like a joke and a gag. I feel so awkward right now.
We're moving on.
That's why I wasn't pushing this situation.
It's a new rule and I'm like trying to figure
out. Don't get me wrong. Like, I get this was a joke.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't know how to respond to this right now.
But Santa Claus doesn't show up twice. He shows up once. You wouldn't pee two separate days.
Listen.
And this is just the ninth day, okay? And we also have a new tradition. This is on Pissmas morning. Yeah. If you have kids or in your relationship as roommates, you guys go outside and you look for the yellow spires of Pissmas paws. He's on the roof clipping around, but he also pees a little. And then coming down from the icicles, it starts to form a yellow and it starts dripping. And
if you see
little pea-sickle drips, that's where he left a small present for you. And you dig in the ground and, oh my God, it's a Tamagotchi.
Yay.
Yay.
Full of piss.
Uh-huh. Oh. Okay.
Well, those are all the days of piss.
Wow, that took forever.
Well, we had a lot of productive conversation,
Nicole.
Thank you.
You said my name.
Dang it.
Damn it.
Yeah. I think I'm the only one dehydrating right now.
Oh, yeah.
Technically.
You're drinking coffee, right?
Yeah, I'm drinking coffee.
Nice. You're wired. Well, guys.
Totally wired.
It's now time for a shorter segment, but not as near as insignificant as all the days of Pissmas.
Okay.
You know what time it is. It's time for my annual State of the Pubin address regarding the war on Pissmas.
Forgot about this.
Oh, okay.
53 shows, 20 cities, 4.35 million tickets sold, amassing not only 1 billion in revenue, but also a cultural reference point none other has seen before. And yet, Taylor Swift remained silent on piss and Pissmas-related holidays during her entire Eras tour, not even in Cincinnati, and they love piss there.
She's so busy.
Even Fergie, the first tier in a third tier pop group, peed herself on stage once and created a conversation still being had to this day. But Taylor? Come on. She's a woman who rose voter registration by 23% simply by posting a link to vote.org. So think of the impact she would make if at the crescendo of her final song on the Eras tour, Karma, she paused, hushed the crowd, and with a strained face, we see her force out a developing soaked patch in her pants as a stream of pee-pee runs from her leg down to puddle on stage.
This feels like a crime.
She could change the world.
Honestly, it would be really funny if all the Swifties hear this all of a sudden and then it just goes after all of us.
This is literally, I think that is the strategy, is to troll the Swifties into becoming hate listeners, but still listeners.
Yeah.
She could change the world.
Oh my God.
But she didn't, and that, my friends, is causation for war. So tis I, reindeer blank, saying thank you, Rod bless, and Merry Pissmas.
Make Taylor Swift the Mariah Carey of Pissmas.
Make Taylor Swift pee again.
Oh, hell yeah. I think she's keeping it inside of her.
Yeah.
Or what's that dude's name from the Chiefs or Kansas guy?
Travis Kelce.
Kelce? Yeah. Okay.
Spelled Kelch.
I think he's siphoning all the piss from her.
You think Travis Kelce is stealing piss from Taylor Swift?
Yeah, you know in Cheech and Chong's next movie where they take that like big old tube and then like they put it in the car and then huff into it? I think he's doing that, but in her urethra.
He's siphoning piss.
Uh-huh. Or maybe into like her side and she's just completely dehydrated.
And of course there is a motivation there.
Uh-huh.
He's doing something with all that piss.
Yeah, he's going to sell it. To Swifties.
Holy. Ooh, what if he. Ooh, listen. Ooh,
yeah, I'm hearing.
Wait a minute.
Now I have headphones on. I can directly hear you more than anyone else.
Everyone listening, Nicole is shaking her head.
Shaking her head, yes.
No, I mean, I do that a lot. Yeah.
Could he be selling that piss?
Okay.
To all of the Swifties who could not make the Eras tour?
I mean, there are Swifties out there selling the air being at the Eras tour.
Is that for true?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
You know, every time you bring me on, I bring sad truths.
How much would you pay for like a vial of Taylor Swift's pee? It's verified it's hers.
I mean, I have nothing but respect for Taylor Swift. I have not listened to an album. I do not have a lot of. I don't really.
You know songs.
I guess.
Yeah.
Cruel summer.
That sounds like a song. I don't know it, but like I really don't. I guess Shake It Off is a song I know that I'm not like
a dollar amount.
Sure. Like I'm not. I'm
shake
not,
it off as in shaking your peepee.
Oh, that's
Taylor
a good song
Swift.
To pee to.
Could be the voice of Pissmas if she wanted. It's there. I'm probably not paying for it. Now,
pissed.
If it's like John Goodman urine, I pay for that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Jinx. I'd probably do $1,000 because that's going to appreciate in value.
Yeah, like if you're
that's
selling
that's truly
it,
yellow gold.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you hope it appreciates in value. You know, Taylor could get herself canceled.
Also, as I know, I would need to keep it in a controlled climate because as a child, I did with my brother, we peed into a bunch of vials and like kept it in our room.
Yeah.
And then eventually it like turned like purplish.
Ew.
And then our mom found it. She's like, this is disgusting. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yo, shouts out to Margie, dude.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But let's get into this.
Okay.
Episode today.
Wait, can we start the Feast of Theban?
Of course, my queen.
While you do that.
And while you get that, Torchy, back on our first episode, Elfa's First
Said
Christmas. Dang it. Individual in the green chair.
It's Pearl-a-days.
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 Again, after I stole it from your Happy Honda days.
So, Elfa said that he wants to be the best him that he can be. That's the spirit of Christmas, Pissmas. So, what is the best you that you could be? One year, I believe I said RoboCop with like a cool gun, but maybe like out of my chest or something.
Okay.
That's like the best me I could be. Sean said, I think like the right-hand man of Sharna.
That's not what I said.
Who's Sharna?
Sharna Halpern. You know.
Oh!
I did not say this. I only corrected it because I know James. I did not say this. Listeners, please avenge me.
I can pull the tapes.
I am being slandered.
Oh
to
my God.
Face.
I forgot about Sharna. A slandered gander.
I try to every day.
Oh my God.
I try to forget more and more about her every
but
day.
Once a week, James brings it up.
Wait.
Oh, dang it.
Yep. So yeah, you know, real casual, funny joke answer.
Okay.
What's the best version of yourself? That's such like a really heavy, like, I feel like that's the kind of question I get asked like on a first date by someone who just got out of a relationship with someone who clearly like needed therapy very badly. So they're like very on edge with who they're bringing into their life. So they're like, hey, I want to make sure you're okay. What is the best version of you?
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure you know you're like, it's a very, yeah.
Okay. So, so like real answer outside of this podcast, I feel like I'm the best version I am at the moment.
That's fine.
Hell yeah.
That I can still grow though. But for the answer for this interesting podcast,
yes,
I would say, if Doritos had a lychee flavor.
Ooh.
Haritos had a lychee flavor.
That started as a joke. That's just a really good idea.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
I want it.
Make it happen, Frito-Lay.
Yeah, pick it up. Pick it up.
I feel like that would be the best version of myself.
Heck yeah. So, Nicole, what are we about to drink on?
It's Warhead Sour Peach Soda.
I don't know if I drink this.
Oh, you got to
do it for Pissmas.
No,
I mean, like, because of the malic acid in it, I bet.
You do what you got to do
You'll be fine, man.
That's a good whiff, though. You got to get that bouquet in there.
It's not that sour.
Yeah, how is this not sour?
The fuck?
Oh, I like that, though.
I think it's sour.
It's nice, though.
Yeah, it's real nice.
This would be a good mixer, I feel like.
Great mixer. Yeah. I love that. It's not. What was it, grapefruit? What was it again?
Peach.
Peach. That's why it's not sour for grapefruit. I think it's sour for peach.
Yeah.
Because it's peach flavored, and peach is like not a very sour flavor.
Mm-hmm.
The only sourness I'm getting, you know, in like the back of your like molars, when those start to like kind of, I guess it's just your mouth watering and you feel that sensation in the back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the only like sourness. So it's giving a side effect of sourness, but no sourness.
Yes.
Which I like.
I mean, I don't hate it, but I think if it's Warheads, like it should be more sour. You know, come on, Warhead. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? It's like when like certain restaurants who make things spicy, I'm using air quotes, spicy.
Yeah.
But spicy for white people.
True. I mean, that's what I feel like Warheads, though, they had this reputation. Like, I know, like,
it will kill you.
Yeah. It was like there were competitions at my school, like, who can take the most Warheads? Like, there was a certain, it was a title if you were like the most Warhead eater. But I think for them to like focus on flavor as opposed to sourness.
I mean, the flavor is really good.
I like that they did that. It's not what I expected from Warheads. And if you're looking for the Warheads experience, I would say that's not here.
Yeah.
But the experience it does bring, I like.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys. Nicole is going to give us some more drinks. But in the meantime, today we are discussing episode 12 of Masked Rider entitled Furbus's First Christmas. Quick rundown. Dex and Furbus have never experienced Christmas, so they get to experience Christmas, but that Lord Dragon, he's pissed about Christmas. So he's saying, hey, in order to get world domination, I have to ruin a single family's Christmas. So he sends a gift full of bugs, and then Santa saves the day with the help of Dex as Masked Rider. The end.
Yeah.
That's a quick rundown. We'll get in note by note, but first, neither of you have seen Masked Rider before. Initial thoughts.
It's weird. I guess something I'm used to on the Sentais and like growing up with the Americanized Power Rangers is it's an ensemble show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't care about the family. I know that should be in the ensemble. I
love them.
I think they're sweet. It's hard in a Christmas episode like this to really like, you know, I feel like you can get attached to them and like everyone has their individual episode. But in this, it's just kind of like, it's hard. It was hard for me.
I'll be honest. When there are normal episodes and the fight stuff starts happening, I'm like, get that out of here. I want to see the kooky family
stuff.
Really? Yeah.
Interesting.
But also, you guys watched Invisible Dad with me. This gives Invisible Dad vibes.
I will say this. Like, it was really interesting in the fact that it was like a multicultural family for the 90s.
That was cool.
Like, that was impressive.
Yeah, multicultural, and like an adopt and like
adopted kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also adopted like Dex and Furbus.
Yeah. Do they adopt Furbus? Yeah, I guess they adopt Furbus.
They invite them into their home and they're living with them. They, you know, TV logic adopted.
I buy it. If you can adopt a Harry, the Hendersons, these guys can adopt a Furbus.
And I can adopt a Harold.
Yeah.
The Harold.
I love you, Sharna Halpern. Call me back.
No. Stop it. Stop it. I will say this episode was very cringe.
Yeah.
Like, as a person who grew up watching like the American Power Rangers, you know, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you got older, you like, oh, think of it fondly. And then all of a sudden, you know what, maybe I should rewatch it because I miss that feeling. And then you watch it and you're like, what the fuck is this? This is not what I remember. It is that cringe.
Yeah.
I think it's better cringe, though, because it's just like goofiness. TJ Roberts, who plays Dex, is in one of the, I just need to do a stream to raise $60 in order to buy the DVD of this movie called Tiger Heart and then rip it and put it on the internet for all to see in beautiful HD quality.
Okay.
Because it's nowhere to be viewed. Mm. But it is widely regarded as like one of the best worst kids martial arts movies.
Ooh, and, Tiger Heart.
And this dude, he's fantastic at martial arts. That's why he's booking these roles.
Yeah.
But his acting is strange.
They make him sing in this episode like a couple times.
Yeah, and it's beautiful so much that he conjures bugs.
It's not okay. I fell for it because I fell for this because I thought you were being really serious and then never mind. Yeah, I fell for that.
It feels so mean to make this like. Okay, so I'm listening to Deadlock, which is a wrestling podcast more popular than ours, but they're nice guys. And they're talking about AJ Styles.
Do you think they say, oh yeah, I was listening to Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling, less popular than us, but great guys.
But
I
hope so. Making it on TikTok, you more listeners.
Fingers crossed.
Hey, Tony the Pizza Guy, we're coming for that ass.
Yeah.
But they're talking about like AJ Styles and TNA, and they keep trying to make AJ Styles like this talker, this like really cool, smooth guy in the microphone. And he's never been smooth. He's always been a kind of a dork, Christian family man from Georgia who just also happened to be the greatest physical athlete in like the 2010s, like late 2000s, mid 2010s. Like he's an amazing wrestler who could never talk. And it feels like they're doing the same thing with the actor playing Dex, mm-hmm. where it's like, he's this amazing martial artist. So in this episode, and like holiday specials, the Office one is the same way. They can't really use martial arts clips.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's this bottle episode, it's all in the house. So there's not even really a fight scene in this episode.
Man.
They make him rely on his acting and his singing.
He's so good.
Which hot takes are not his strongest suits. It's like making AJ Styles talk in a microphone. He's better at other things.
Is it really a hot take?
It might be a hot take. I don't want to. We came real hard at the Swifties. I want to be real cool with my takes from now on.
So what you're saying is they should have done what they did to Jump Steady and Big Money Hustlers. Mm-hmm. Just give him like a mask, a trench coat, and a shotgun.
Honestly, though, how fucking cool was Jump Steady and Big Money Hustlers?
I think the only good part of it. Nicole, real quick, what are we about to sip on?
It's blueberry by Main Root.
Ooh.
Hey, that blueberry smells pungent.
Ooh, that's nice.
It tastes like blueberry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it doesn't taste like blueberry jam, which is a mistake that a lot of like soda companies do. Mm-hmm. It tastes actual like fresh blueberries.
Yeah, it does.
Real good, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Nicole, you have now seen two episodes of Masked Rider. How does this one compare to the first?
I hate it less.
Yes!
Hey, okay.
That's what we need.
And also hearing you talk about it, I realize you just wish this was a regular sitcom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Elf or Alf?
This would be a good Elf.
Elf, there's competent acting in that. The joke writing's good. I don't want that.
You know what it reminded me? Do you remember Phil from the future from Disney? Also competent acting, so not what you're looking for.
Uh-huh.
But very similar vibes to Phil from the future for me.
Phil of the future.
Phil of the future, which is this story of some kid from the future coming back to the 2000s and, whoa, he's got to navigate high school.
It's even hard for us in the modern day.
fucking...
Kooky sister.
Keely or something.
Oh, I loved her.
Yeah.
I forget her name, but I loved her.
Is she AJ and Allie, one of those two?
I think so, yeah. God. You think she's on Tinder?
I don't know.
All right, cool.
She's probably married.
All right, but like
how? With children.
Oh, well, okay, cool.
What were you going to say about how dedicated to those are they?
No, I was going to ask, I don't know why we're saying rude things now, but cool. This is pissmas, I guess.
If we can backtrack a little, I feel like this was extra cringy because it was a Christmas episode and they were just shoving so many like Christmas carols down our fucking throats.
The player piano.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, do you mind if we jump to that?
Yes.
Also, like, how can a family afford a goddamn player piano? Those things are expensive as fuck.
Well, also, so, yeah.
Who is excited for a player piano?
Thank you. We had
surround sound in 1995. Guess what, guys? I have seen an episode of this show where this family, has surround sound in 1995.
It's not cool if you're a kid.
You're not wrong. It is very cool. But the thing is, like, it's like that weird form of privilege where it's like, you know, back in the 90s, how do you know that you were, like, more rich than your other friends?
Gotcha.
It's when you had, like, two refrigerators.
Could you imagine you coming in from, like, holiday break, your friend being like, hey, man, we just got a pool table. And your friend's like, sweet, we just got a full pool. And then you're like, hey, we just got a player piano. It plays itself.
Yeah.
We're rich, but we don't know how to be.
Yes, exactly. Yes. The thing is, like, I'm going to agree with Nicole. Self-playing pianos, fucking cool as shit.
It's a cool idea.
But that was a weird thing. As, like, was that something Dex wanted?
I don't know.
Because they said, oh, let's open his present. Because
Dex
like, that's
was
a
sad
weird...
his god grandpa wasn't coming to town.
Yeah. He might like singing, possibly, and that could be.
He shouldn't, though.
And actually, I think there's a better reason for this player piano. In a lot of, like, in step-by-step Christmas episodes, it always ends with one of the women in the cast playing the piano and them singing Christmas carols. Mm. I don't think anyone on staff played piano.
Just a whole lot of, like, you got, like, one guy who's holding, like, the boom mic, but, like, I play guitar. Like, shut up, Earl. Hold the boom mic for once. It's in the shot. Three different scenes.
Yeah, guys, whenever you see a boom mic in any of these episodes, take a shot.
Please.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yes, I forgot about that. I was the one who pointed it out.
Yep.
So, like, the mom and dad are like, hey, maybe we should get Dex to open his present. Like, yeah, let's go. And so they do a sweep over, like a camera sweep over, like, the set to the player piano, and you see the boom mic, like, dip in and out
real
quick. I was like, oh, shit.
And then it happens like two more times.
Yes.
When watching Angel, the first episodes of those, mm-hmm. Josh Whedon wanted it to always be 4x3, but then WB was like, no, we're in the new, like, it needs to be 16x9. So there in those early episodes, there's just straight up a cameraman that you see.
Wow.
It's baffling.
That's upsetting.
Uh-huh. Oh, Angel sucks so hard.
Yes. Hey, so does Joss Whedon.
Yeah, and so does Buffy. Sucks hard.
Yeah. And so does not this next shot. Hey.
Oh, wait, you said... You said
oh,
one
you
of the
said
words.
The word.
Which one?
What word?
The S-U-C-K word.
Oh, shoot. I did.
Oh, your own petard. How does it feel to be hoisted?
And not even talking about this show. I'm talking about. Also, I enjoyed watching Buffy with my friend for a podcast. But the show itself, because people are like, wait, James, I didn't even like to watch it. No, I liked the experience.
Yeah.
But I would never continue watching it because it's not for me. And it's bad.
You have described my experience on every podcast, nearly every podcast I've done with you.
Except Shuffling the Deck.
Oh, yeah. Whoop, whoop, baby.
So the thing is, a friend of mine really likes Buffy and, like, Joss Whedon, obviously, before we knew anything.
Yeah.
And so, like, he was like, oh, because we don't hang out as much, let's do something together and, like, we'll watch all of Buffy. So I started watching Buffy, and honestly, it was, like, slight cringe because it was, like, you know, very at that time. Mm-hmm. But honestly, watching it as, like, a... I can't remember words today. What the hell? Binge watching it was actually really pleasurable.
Okay.
Instead of watching like individual episodes, binge watching the whole thing is actually was really entertaining.
Maybe if I got high and binge watched it, I'd be like, this is fine.
Yeah.
I came into Firefly very late. Literally, I think the year, but that was also a show. I think that might be in his style. That was way easier to binge than like watch week to week.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was about to, I enjoyed it. It ended. I'm like, oh, I should start Buffy. Everyone talks about it. And then we all found out that Joss Whedon is a piece of shit. And I was like, oh, maybe we don't start Buffy.
See, I would like to say, even before we found that out, I was like, this dude sucks at writing.
Everyone sort of aped the style. And it is a style that is hollow. It's jokey. No one really like, there's no stakes to situation because everyone kind of eye rolls and is too cool for it. So, yeah, I recently got back out on the dating apps. Wink.
So Juggalettes out there, hit my boy up.
Wait, okay, wait. Let's do this.
Yes. Yeah. The soda, okay. What are we drinking,
this
Nicole?
This is Quimby's Cola, which is in the comic book store.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Our friend owns the store.
So did they make the soda themselves?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I doubt it.
Like, I love cola that comes from not Coca-Cola. It's so interesting to me. And as someone like, I grew up not liking pop at all.
Yeah.
So like, kind of come back to it now. There's a nice bite to it. There really is.
Coca-Cola, I feel, is a Christmas time drink.
I buy that.
Yeah, especially with the polar bears.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I will say, like, if you ever travel internationally, and I'm pointing to...
Yeah,
the guy with the beard.
The guy with the beard, you know, on Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling.
Hey, what's up?
Fist Kringle.
Thank
yes.
Thank you very much.
If you travel internationally and drink the sodas, like the American sodas, but internationally, they taste a lot better.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because everything we put out in this country is poison. I saw Food Inc. once, so I know what's going on out there. Our milk is illegal. I feel like it doesn't get talked about enough how... We make illegal milk. You can't sell our milk in other countries because it's a war crime.
Illegal what? Milk is my new band name.
Yeah.
I had to do it for Corey.
Corey, I'm pointing to the sky for you.
Yeah.
Because he's flying in an airplane right now.
Also,
he's got his pilot's license.
Nicole is being so wonderful and gracious and is pouring like these drinks into our cups while we're talking. So thank you so much, Nicole.
Thanks, Nicole.
I want to cheer you get recognized.
Yeah. And Nicole, tell us what we're about to drink when you sit down. And then we just got to focus on notes because we are coming up on the hour long mark.
Okay.
And Sean, I think, has to work.
I do have to.
You said it.
Dang it.
Okay. This is Monster Mucus by Always Ask for Avery. It says it's disgusting, but then it says strawberry, blue raspberry.
I wish you did not say its name.
I wish you didn't say disgusting. Now I'm very afraid.
Oh, real quick, this smells like a shaved ice place.
Yeah, yes. I was gonna say slushy, but like similar quality.
Oh, that's nice. It tastes really grapey.
I think it kind of just has a nothing flavor.
Yeah, I'm not getting it. I'm glad you are.
So I'm getting like a light grape and then chemical aftertaste.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of the chemical.
Oh, you know what this reminds me? It's cotton candy aftertaste.
Okay.
Because it's like part chemically because of the dyes.
Yeah, I can see that. It has the same. See, I never liked cotton candy.
Mm.
Specifically, the aftertaste always kind of got me.
Which we learned last year when we drank the Faygo cotton candy.
We learned Pissmas is a learning experience every year.
Also, quick side note, I got to reclaim my childhood because Alien, my partner, Alien Shadows on Twitch, took me to Six Flags. And I always had like a really bad memory of Six Flags. So my dad always yelled at me when we were there saying like, oh, we can't buy this. We have no money. Like we have food. Like why you want to buy this? It's so expensive. I bought like rock candy for the first time.
Buddy.
And no one yelled at me.
Buddy. Yay.
It's sad because I'm a woman in her mid-30s.
Healing your inner child.
As well as like,
that's
so.
That's sweet. That's amazing.
Yeah. And also like, I wanted to get cotton candy at Six Flags.
Hell yeah.
Because, you know, it's just a thing. You see it there and you want it as a kid.
Absolutely.
And so like we had these like food ticket things and like we could get like a snack for free and cotton candy was one of the snacks.
Dude.
I went up to the register and I was like, oh, you have no more snack allowances. Because apparently I ordered like a sandwich and french fries was a snack.
Boom.
And no one told me. And I was like, oh, I didn't get my cotton candy.
This is a real quick thing. We can't go further into this.
Yes,
but on the Citizens of Townsville Z, we talked about your Six Flags outing. And we were this thing's on the downturn. Wonder what's going to happen. And then Cedar Fairs, who owns Cedar Point and a lot of amusement parks in the United States, bought all the Six Flags. So that's they were
that's
looking
awesome.
To be sold. Okay, guys.
Yeah.
But let's, Nicole, what are we drinking? And then notes.
Yes.
This is cream.
Get the money.
Cream soda. Right. Boylan's cream soda.
Ooh.
James, then we have to taste them all mixed together.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
This cream soda is the best. Oh, my God. This is the best cream soda I've ever had.
Yeah, Boylan does the perfect cream soda.
That is all cream, like no soda. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's really tasty.
That's
it tastes like a soda version of whipped cream. It's so good.
Okay, so
anywho,
guys,
Yes.
Furbis is starting.
Oh my gosh, the aftertaste is Cool Whip.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. The aftertaste.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
So Furbis is hanging out and he's shaking the presents, going, ugh!
And they chatter like teeth.
Uh-huh. Wonder if that, maybe it's a little chatterbox.
I think they just gave him loose teeth.
He needs teeth.
Why is the title Furbis's Christmas when it's Dex's Christmas too?
Yeah, Furbis does very little here.
Because it's like, there's Yogi Bear's first Christmas. It's a thing of, it's an animal's first Christmas, Mickey Mouse's first Christmas.
Is it because,
even, babe?
Do you think it's because they knew at this point that Dex was so unlikable that like nobody were going to tune into Dex's first Christmas?
At the time, real quick, Furbis, they probably were like, Furbis is going to be the most popular character ever. People hated Furbis.
Yeah, Furbis has...
I can see him. That.
There is a moment in the episode where Furbis and the little brother, Albie, they turn down the security system so that Santa Claus can get in.
Also, the security system is a big red button.
Yes,
not like a number pad that you have to like unarm and dearm.
No, a big red button. Stop the bad guys. Big red button.
Yeah.
But the thing, as soon as they did that, if you're gonna write like the kids and your mascots, I don't think you want to make them too annoying or too antagonistic or obstacle laid into the plot. Mm-hmm. It was a very and I say this and like Scrappy can be good, but it was bad Scrappy. That scene there was, I get like, what's an example of like a bad child character who's like a little too annoying, a little too much in the way?
Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah,
he's not a child though.
Well, like child,
he has childlike wonder.
He's childlike.
I would say Oliver, if you're a big Brady Bunch fan, just kind of had that similar quality. That's why didn't like Oliver.
Yeah. Oliver is on the same track as Scrappy, as in the way of, the ratings were already going down.
Yes.
The show was already bad, but then they were like, well, we can boost ratings by doing this. It's not that those characters are bad. The show was already bad.
Yeah.
So, but then people blame those new characters as they're the reason why it's all bad.
I agree they get too much, but I also don't want to say that. I don't want to like, oh no, Scrappy-Doo was like, there are some bad Scrappy-Doo moments as well.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah.
But he's cool.
He's cool when he's not like,
that's very debatable, James.
Whenever he's not like directly like stopping the plot, because it's not fun. You see a lot of writers on TV and movies do it. Like, rom-coms are huge for this, where it's like, hey, here's an obstacle that really just halts the plot of everything, and it's a fucking slog to get through.
In our rom-com for Formulaic, we're going to make you that character.
Let's go.
Okay, this is the Feast of Peeven, guys.
It's all the drinks we just had mixed together.
To
Peeven.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's really not bad.
No.
Yeah.
That's actually, wow.
It's like a very light raspberry flavor.
Yes.
What I would do is put more of the cream soda in, so it's cream soda mixed with all the other stuff.
I like that. You know what?
I just like the cream soda.
I can see that, and I love the cream soda. I kind of like it as it is, because it just kind of undercuts all. I didn't grow up with soda. Like, carbonation is like so... It's carbonation is sour to me.
Mm.
It's like how little of a tolerance I have for that.
Mm.
Real quick, guys, for Christmas, when you can't shake the gifts and know what they are, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I did.
But you knew what it was, except if it's like a Lego set, that's the only way you're going to know.
Well, it was... Or
if it starts meowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think the most fucked up that I can say on a podcast thing would be.
If it's a whimpering dog and you hear mechanical things going in and out.
You said yes on the list. It didn't make it to the list, but the Dominator was one of the words.
No, but I didn't. I never said the word.
Curses. I did, though.
The thing is, like, I, as a child, never shook my gifts until I saw it on TV once. And then one year I decided to be an asshole about it. And it's like, shook my gift. Like, what is it? Mm-hmm. And I was like, that was the stupidest thing I ever copied from TV.
One of my favorite things my sister ever did. And I love my sister. I've gone on the record saying how much I love my sister.
Your sister's cool, man.
I think she's the one person you're allowed to say.
Oh, I guess now. You used to make me bleep it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's my sister. You have to bleep. Anyway. Stop it. eBay wizard. Bleep that out. It was Christmas morning. We're sitting around. It's probably like 17, 18. And she pulls out...
1917, 18?
Yeah, 1917, 18.
Okay.
It was...
She pulls out a thing.
It was 2990... Fuck, what's the name of that Rush album? It's not important. She pulls out a thing. Thank you, Nicole. And she just goes like, oh my gosh, what is it, a blender? And my mom's face just like drops. She's like, how the fuck would you know that?
Whoa.
It was like cold guess. And this is just a box. No shake.
Hell yeah.
No nothing. Just like, fucking, my sister is a Long Island medium, but she doesn't even have to live on Long Island. That's how talented of a medium she is.
Man, I guess I gotta find a way on Christmas Eve for her to show up at our apartment.
Yeah, yeah. For her to leave her family in Jamestown, New York.
Yes.
Come on over to watch John Goodman, Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah. We say, Sean, go home.
Wait,
we're
hold
hanging
on.
Out with your sister.
Wait, that wasn't part of it.
Oh, go watch no. the Iron Claw by yourself. Be depressed with no emotional
oh, no.
support near.
No.
You're gonna make me watch. That is watching the Iron Claw That's alone is the saddest
awful.
Thing you could do. Yeah.
Real quick, I posited that to Nicole. I was like, maybe we should see that. It's a real depressing movie. And
it looks real
Nicole's
good.
Like, we're trying to make Sean happy,
I'm
not
gonna...
sad. And I was like, but seeing it alone is bad. If
yeah.
he sees it with people, I think that's good.
This is how
no.
I peer pressure you into it, Nicole. If you don't watch the Iron Claw with me, I'm gonna watch it alone.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm kidding. I'm
peer
kidding.
Pressure. Emotional manipulation.
Yeah, no, big kidding. This...
I was gonna say. We're going to tell your sister, screw Jamestown, come to our town and hang with Nicole and James.
Well, you said our Both names.
Of the, yeah.
Dang it.
And you also said the name of my sister's town, which I don't know if you noticed.
Which actually you should drink because you said it first.
That's true.
That's the only reason I knew it.
Shit.
I think all parents should just figure out how much your children can lift up, like how much weight,
mm-hmm.
and then just put weights into Christmas presents.
Like
so if,
bricks?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
like,
yeah.
Just like you go to a exercise store, get 50-pound weights, put those in. Oh, my kid can only, he's a string bean, can only lift 20.
Yeah, it's about time. There are not enough children who lift. Bro,
yeah.
You know what I mean? That's like my problem.
And in like January, if you notice your children have hernias, you're like, oh, you were lifting Christmas gifts, weren't you?
You want to know who lifts their voice to a high pitch in order to summon bugs into
oh
their
God.
Miniature Christmas town?
Oh my God.
So unfair they made him do that. Like, that's what I mean. Like, if you, especially with, I feel like with child actors, you're making a star of your TV show.
Yeah.
You're making this guy a martial arts actor star. You got to protect him. And him, making him sing like. Ugh.
And I get that he's supposed to be like an alien.
Sure.
You know, who doesn't yeah. summon things with powers and does things very strangely or unhuman-like. But man, that's a sound that should come out of a horror movie, not like out of his mouth for a kid's show.
But also should have been an effect in editing. Like you should not
oh,
have
yeah.
had to made him actually make that sound.
It should be a weird like yeah, it should be
yeah.
a weird like special effect sound.
Or
yeah.
pull stock clips from an opera singer and he just moves his mouth in that motion.
Would have been so much better. They
I loved it.
They really, I know you did. You're
you mean
a masochist.
I lost my shit.
Or
yeah.
like, get yeah. a thing of bug sounds and just
oh.
play it.
Ugh.
Like him is playing, like he's
yeah.
like doing a bug call or whatever.
Or like, and they didn't have obviously they didn't have the budget. We saw the boom 3 times.
Uh-huh.
But,
yeah,
like,
but this is logic here.
There are ways where like, because if they, I was going to say if they like, they like really like mesh an opera singer, like an opera belt with like the chattering of insects.
Or just do
perfect.
Cicada noises. That would have been
yeah.
coming from his mouth too.
Literally so many things you could have done to not make this poor boy who was
Maybe
hired
he
because
liked
he's a martial
it.
Artist.
Because this is not the only time he summons bugs this way. There was a previous episode that I did a watch along. It's in our feed. That when it happened, I was like, oh my goodness. Is it my birthday?
Yo. Well, it's probably.
But it's also like, why?
Because it's the falsetto screams of Christmas cheer.
No, why did he summon these bugs?
Oh, because they're his friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's a praying mantis?
Yeah.
Ranger?
So in a previous episode, he's like, I don't get why people call like, oh, you bug, you worm. On my planet, those are compliments.
Yeah, okay.
Because he hangs out with bugs and worms.
And on our planet, I'm glad you love singing, but you shouldn't sing on television if you're not if you're not real good at it.
I don't think that was his choice. I think they just said, like, make a noise and, like, do it.
I think this dude liked doing this. And Sean's all over there saying, hey, E.T., assimilate.
I'm saying protect your stars. Make people look good. And it's one of those things, as hard as a kid.
Set them up for success.
Yes. Like, that's one of those things. Like, hey, man, you want to start, like, singing on this show? You know how you trained for years becoming a great martial artist?
Yes.
People do that with their voices.
Yeah.
No.
So when you.
I'm already good at one thing.
There's a nicer way to say what I'm about to say.
I'm already good at one thing. I'm good at all of them.
Oh, no, that's not.
No.
And, oh, there's bugs everywhere. Nicole, stop.
No. Where did that come from? God, yeah, wait. Stop.
Where did that come from? Please don't do that again.
What?
The screaming
there was
sound.
So many
that
bugs.
Was Nicole.
Yeah. Oh, wait, was that really you?
Yeah, that was Nicole.
Oh, shit. I thought someone hit a button.
No, but that is exactly, almost exactly as the dude who plays Dex is doing to summon the fucking bugs.
But you know what the difference was? That was like sustained and full-voiced. That was a good scream.
I don't think
Dex's
it was full-voiced.
Yeah, by the way, Nicole can sing. Yeah. Like, no joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
talented.
All heard. Or she's a pissmas queen.
Not like not full volume, but like you could hear. That was full.
That was
out, like,
also
right?
very steady, very yes. controlled.
Yes.
Oh, trust me. Nicole's fulled out, okay?
Oh,
I've
my
seen
God.
Her poop
Why?
Herself.
Also, you said my name.
And she fills her goddamn diapers.
That's not where I thought that was going to go. Yeah.
Scatological, babe.
The thing I also wanted to point out, there is a dad character who I immediately assumed was Andy Richter for some odd reason because he looks almost like Andy Richter. And honestly, Andy Richter should have been hired by the show because he would have made everyone look fucking good.
Andy Richter is amazing. I wish this was Andy Richter. As soon as you said Andy Richter, I got real excited and then it wasn't Andy Richter.
Yeah,
like,
I know. I got so
guys,
sad.
You're forgetting one thing.
What?
Andy Richter is SAG.
Saban
hates union.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, very anti-union.
Oh my God, that explains so much.
That's why they're like, hey, martial arts dude who's never acted before. Actually, it's crazy how Dex isn't SAG because he was in so many movies before this.
That I feel like that's real rough child labor laws in like the 90s and shit. Yeah. Have you ever seen like Interview with a Vampire?
Nicole just saw it.
Yeah.
I just saw it as well. That's a beautiful movie that Brad Pitt makes out with a child in. That's weird.
Ew. What?
That movie did not age well.
No. I'll say that's.
But
scene,
that Brad Pitt sure did.
Hey. Well, it's weird.
There's racism that made me uncomfortable.
Oh gosh, yeah, that's weird.
What's her name?
Kirsten Dunst.
It's like a child. It's like young actor Kirsten Dunst. But she plays like a vampire who was bit as a child. So she's like,
her acting is fucking incredible.
She is way too good to be that young of an actor. But yeah, so she's like 30 something, or it's been like 40 years as a vampire. And she falls in love with Brad Pitt and is like, this is fucked up that I'm on a baby's body, but I love you.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's weird. Like, it doesn't get too bad. I feel it's like, it's a smooch, not a makeout, thankfully.
Yeah, the thing is, logic-wise, that makes sense in the fact of, like, oh, I'm trapped in, like, a never-growing fucking body because now I'm a fucking goddamn vampire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, like,
goddamn vampire.
IRL, kind of weird.
Yeah.
Very weird. And I'm assuming because the fact that Kirsten stayed in it, like, nothing. I assumed it was handled well. It's still very weird.
Do you think they had an intimacy coach on set?
No,
it was the 90s.
F you.
They probably, should they have?
Yes.
Yeah.
All sets, if there's any, like, kissing or anything, should have
one. Well, considering, like, a lot of famous actresses have came out over the last few years saying, like, they were molested by XYZ people. Mm-hmm. Not, like, necessarily actors, but people, like, who are crew or behind the scenes who they trusted to, like, support them through, like, a very hard scene or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Did I tell you my mom knew about Harvey Weinstein?
What?
Because of an eBay listing?
I don't remember if I said this on a podcast.
You never have.
Harvey, before he became a Hollywood producer, He was running, it might have been the Odd, where, no, it wasn't the Odd. The Odd is where the Sabres used to play. But it was a famous music venue, and Harvey was the promoter for that. And apparently back in the 70s, that's like the first thing they would tell you is like, hey, go enjoy the show. I hear fucking Mr. Big, the David Lee Roth side project after Van Halen. Mr. Big is about to go play. Enjoy the show. Whatever you do, don't go in the back for Coke with Harvey. Like, it was known back then in Buffalo. Mm. And nobody knows about shit in Buffalo. We're a very stupid town. It's not like she knew and then didn't do anything. I want to be very clear. Yeah. It's not, yeah. No, she wasn't. Yeah,
she stayed the way. Yeah, she stayed the fuck away.
She stayed away and told everyone else going to see, what's another, like, Talis.
Hey, we have like 10 minutes to go through all our notes. And I've only gone through a few of them.
James, right. I feel like you should have known that we would like drive this off the rails several times.
Okay, so first, all Dex wants for Christmas is his grandfather. But he can't do it because he summons a spiritual in the sky, his father, grandfather. Mm-hmm. And how his grandfather's like, hey, sorry, I can't make it. My power's not good enough, which is crazy because Santa, I guess his powers are.
Santa's strong AF.
Yeah.
He says, all right, peace. And I thought he was just going to say, like, peace out, brother. But he says, like, peace on Earth. I was like, they should have just ended it with peace. It would have been funny. No,
he says peace on
Earth and the other planet that they're on. How did Dex get to our planet? Wasn't it through his grandfather, or am I wrong?
I think it was a collective, a bunch of strength from that planet, like a council of his peers and his grandfather were able to, but that maybe that zapped his power. Like, oh, I sent you there once. I can't. This isn't a teleportation tube.
This conversation between Dex and his grandfather is literally the same conversation I had with my father every year he forgot to pick us up for Christmas.
Oh,
he just
shout
does
out
peace.
To all the dads.
Hey.
Yeah,
You're gonna make such a good dad someday.
Oh, God.
Man, that's what I keep telling all these Tinder dates, and they keep saying, "Who are you?"
His tagline: "I'm gonna be a great daddy."
Yo, I'm gonna be such a good dad. Give me a chance.
I'll be a great dad to you, your current children, or our future children.
I just want to be Johnny Mundo style, fucking stepdad of the year.
All right, do
hell
it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So decorating on Christmas Eve is insane. Why does anyone do?
Oh yeah, that's silly.
What?
Oh my God, the continuity errors! Jesus Christ!
Every exterior, oh my gosh, that affected you.
It's such an easy fix.
Every exterior shot of the house is the exterior shot they use in every other episode, i.e., no decorations.
Yeah.
But there's a huge, it's like this, I think the second scene of the episode.
The thing is, there are decorations, so they show like two exterior shots where it's like, oh, here's a still video of like showing the outside of the house. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, the decorations are not the same decorations.
Truly.
They literally, in the beginning of the episode, hang a wreath outside the door. When they show the exterior shots, no wreath, no same colored lights. Where's the snowman? Because apparently there's a snowman, but it's not there.
All right.
Trash.
I'm gonna have to get out of here real soon. Apparently the bills are losing and I'm gonna be late to work.
Okay,
Then
let's fruit boxes for all the holy angels on the holidays. That's what they're sending, and that's how they're able to get that package in with all the maggots.
So blessed. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
The mom says, oh yeah, the dad is decorating this. Albie hangs up the stockings, and then Molly, she decorates the tree. With help from us, because she can't be trusted to do anything.
Do they say she can't be trusted?
No, but that's how it came across.
Yeah.
Like, she's not good to do any of this.
That's weird.
I didn't read it that way, but
yeah, I think that might be a James thing.
Okay, well, Santa is not quite a man, not yet an E.T. Drink every time you see a boom, already said that.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon says, maggots in the Stewart house on Christmas Eve. How diabolical. No, man. It's really basic. Furbus in Christmas camo, when the carolers come, he tries to like hide just putting a branch in front of him. That was very cute.
Hiding Furbus cute.
Also, people all of a sudden entering your house that you don't know.
Yeah.
But he opened the door for them.
He's like real excited to let in strangers to his home.
No, but I mean like, but the strangers crossed the threshold and put their dirty shoes from outside into the doorway.
Yeah, dude.
For filming.
Yeah.
It's for filming.
Fergus's
bedroom is so cute. It's like he did his decorations before them. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Fergus is the only one who gives a fuck in this episode.
Santa gets... Oh, so Santa shows up.
Yeah.
And he, like, pulls up a package because Fergus is like, you sent this to us. And he's like, I didn't send this to you. It would have been funny if he gets the package that's full of maggots and then leaves. And then Fergus just puts on sunglasses because he knew all along it was maggots and starts playing ICP. Santa Claus is a fat bitch.
But I think that's my problem going back to like when you're writing your kids, your children and your pet mascots, you need to make them, they're going to be the coolest character. You need to let them be the coolest character.
He was being a little cutie.
He was, but he could have been, but like, if he had done that, I would have been like, cool, Fergus isn't a fuck up. It isn't fucking up. He's a fucking little badass little cutie.
Santa Claus is a fat bitch.
Also, let him be both. If Santa Claus in this whole entire episode is so powerful, he couldn't fend off the bad guys.
Yeah.
He was working. He wanted to see if Dex, that man he has no clue who is actually the hero of Townsville.
I also got, like, probably my last note was, I don't like a Santa Claus that is, like, a tenor voiced. This was a kind of high-pitched Santa.
Hello, I'm Santa.
Like, it wasn't even that. He was just kind of like a normal voice somewhere in like the mask register or something.
I want a bassy Santa voice.
Warm. Like, it's weird. It needs to be bassy, but warm still.
Oh, this is so warm.
And it's like, you sound like my smoker fucking uncle.
But I don't know if you're
a Santa performer, look out for that in your vocal quality. Warmth, I think, is such an important part.
After Dex defeats these maggots, he says such a great line read of just, are you okay, Santa?
Yeah, it's very good.
It's very good.
It's very sweet. Santa? Yes.
And then Santa says, hey, I don't know you guys, I guess, because you're from an alien planet. Oh, I will grant you one Christmas wish. And Fergus, I called it. I was like, he's going to ask. I thought it was going to be a wedding cake because he loves those. But it's this huge gingerbread cookie. So cool.
Very cute.
Whoever that prop looked really good.
I'd eat it.
Hell yeah.
I hear it was a real cookie.
I'd keep it.
And then Dex wanted his grandfather, which he comes to.
Yeah, he does.
And
just
he says,
randomly, yeah, appears. This like thing that seems impossible by the way they talk about it, and he just shows up and you're like, oh, okay.
Santa? So Santa can summon somebody from another, you said it.
What?
Drink beverage.
Santa is one?
The M word.
Oh, magic.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I remember any of these words.
Yeah, I forgot that one too. I was about to talk about my new Leedrid deck.
Oh, well, Nicole, what were you saying?
Gathering.
Just Santa?
I don't know.
Okay. Then you guys were really caught up on how the man slices with his mind some turkey.
Yeah.
It was lazy.
By the way, the coolest effect of the entire episode is like this turkey getting cut, not by the laser beam. The laser beam looked lame, but the fucking magic of it being sliced open. I was like, holy shit, I want to know how they did that. Because that was really cool.
Yeah.
It was a really cool effect in story. It was some lazy turkey cutting.
I did say that.
His mind,
they
though.
Probably pre-cut it and then had a string. And then when he did the thing, they just like pulled
looked
it.
Real good though, but looked real good.
Yeah.
But I think I want to claim this because this, I did
Do
say
it.
This.
Do it.
Trying not to be an ass about it, but like I was like, so,
fuck this deadbeat space dad.
Yeah, so he only makes a slice in the turkey breast. He doesn't cut it all the way or cut it into many slices. Yeah. He makes a slice.
We're just seeing one picture frame of this. He's going to end up cutting the bird, which Torchy
grabs the fork and knife after.
James, I have been making excuses for my father for years, so believe me when I say he's never going to finish cutting the turkey. You need to cut the turkey for your own damn self.
Okay.
It's like how
I called my cousin, and like this is how I would describe my cousin on Thanksgiving. In a corporate term, he is a type of person who overpromises and underdelivers.
Yes, and this is the kind of space dad this motherfucker is.
No, also he's a grandfather. He's elderly. He just came. Oh, you're jet lagged.
All
no,
right,
you're
wrap it up.
Yes. All right, guys. Thank you so much for being on Pissmas. Sean's got to go to work.
Yep. So I'm gonna run out.
Dang it! I got a drink.
Yep. You do. Yes. And while you do, I'm gonna get my plugs out of the way so I can run out.
Yeah.
Great. So it's lived. I'm going to tell you my real name, twitch.tv/GooseVonKaiser. I'm watching stand-up sometimes. I'm playing Dark Souls. I'm dicking around having a good time. You can also
Blue Collar.
Comedy Tour, baby. Get her done.
That's what you're watching.
All day, every day. We could also listen over to Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling on the Marshland Media feed.
Yes.
Yep. We're having a good time. We're about to go watch after the holidays, probably.
Probably on Christmas Eve.
Aztec Warfare, what a fucking hoot that shit's gonna be. And I love you all. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Deuces.
Pee.
Bye.
Now we can say names. Torchy, thank you so much for being here for Pissmas. What do you have to plug?
Yeah, guys, please come and subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/TorchyBerry. Would love, if you love me, come hang out with me on the Twitchverse, as well as I am going to be on Chicago PD season 11, episode 1.
The premiere.
The premiere episode. No, legitimately, I am going to be on the premiere episode.
Come back real quick to say, fuck yeah, Torchy, let's get him, Parle. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so check out Chicago PD in January for the premiere episode. Yeah.
Oh, man, people are going to be craving, hey, strike's over. We need our Chicago PD. And you're going to be there.
Yeah.
Dude, that's so cool.
Thank you.
Who cares what I have to plug? Now,
no, you plug your shit, dude.
Okay. Nicole, you first.
Oh, God. I'm Darling Homebody on social medias. You can visit darlinghomebody.com for all the fucking sick things that I make and sell to you. If you need some gifts, go there.
It's some good shit, guys.
Hell
some
yeah.
Really good stuff.
And your sticker club.
Yes.
Hey, guys. December 21st, I think at 7 p.m. Central Time, will be our live call-in show. It's on twitch.tv/mostlyspeakinSentai. You can call in. Have a blast. Be fun with us. Yay, yay. If you're in Chicago, go buy some stuff from Chicago Comics. Support a local business. You might see me there if you're there. And listen to my other shows. Go to mlmpod.com to find out information about those. Listen to my music under Marshland Monster. New single with Dragon Boy Suede called Critters Pay for Loads. Coming out December 29th. It's a good time. And head over to patreon.com/mlmpod, where for $5 a month, you get exclusive content every single Friday. This week is, I think, Lil Corey and I discussing on this, discussing Powerpuff Girls Z on the Citizens of Townsville Z. Then next week will be Nicole and I discussing the same show, the Christmas special. Yay, yay. And $10 patrons get all of that, plus monthly bonus exclusive content, as well as shout outs on every single free feed podcast. So let's begin with those, starting with Steve F., Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, Alex Z., The Waz, Orion, Jordan B., The Chaos Witch, My Bickle Brother in Common Law, Joshua, Jacob, Steve Barnes, A Sweet Child of Time, and Intro Void, My Mother, Lil Corey's BFF and was supposed to be here, former roommate Shane, That Fed, twitch.tv/CoreWinning, It's Corwin, and from the ROM Complex, as well as Formulaic, a podcast in script writing, it's twitch.tv/R2Shelby2. twitch.tv/R2Shelby2. I don't know if I said that properly. I've been James.
I'm Nicole.
I'm Torchy.
And I'm Sean. And we've been Mostly Speaking Sentai.
That's identity theft. I'm suing your ass, motherfucker.
Get out of here. You
Sean,
have to work.
Do you want any of these drinks?
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Sean, if you want to. Oh, he doesn't drink pop. See you guys. Bye. This has been a Marshland Media production produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/mlmpod and sign up today. Oh, yeah.